Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
You are like quite literally the best person to have on air the day before a Black Friday.
Well, that's arguable, but
No, it's not arguable. It's a fact. Wendy, you just came off ENCA. We had you on every we have you on every platform, digital, radio, and the visual.
As you said, though, I should have been wearing a choker to cover up my aged neck.
I said no such thing. Kerry Miller, don't throw me under the bus like that. Listen,
Darren, that's why I'm good for radio, Darren. Let's continue.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Back to Black Friday. It is the biggest retail day of the year, and it is tomorrow, unless you're online, in which case it's like just
after midnight. It's 1 minute past midnight.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. So, of course, we have to talk about it in Consumer Watch. How big a day is Black Friday for you, Wendy?
For me? Okay, well, it's big in the sense, as we've been saying, that I have to report on it and track which online retail sites are falling over under the pressure, which companies advertise big discounts or really very small discounts or non-existent, etc. So I don't actually have much time to partake in it as a consumer myself, queuing in the stores and faffing around online. I've actually never bought a single thing, come to think of it, on Black Friday. Not in South Africa anyway. This time 10 years ago, I was in Colorado shopping up a Black Friday store with my sister.
You broadcast from Colorado.
We did a little crossing. We did, yeah, a little black. I mean, South Africans didn't know what Black Friday was then, but we did it anyway because it was such a big thing for me.
So maybe it's you started the trip.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm going to get to that. So, yeah, all the hype and the advertising noise leaves me a little bit cold, but apparently I'm in the minority. So listen to these statistics, and I've chosen Takealot's because it's the South Africa's largest online retailer, and it's also the company, did you know this, that was the first to bring the American retail phenomenon of Black Friday to South Africa. It was back in 2012, 6 years ago. That year, their Black Friday sales were R1 million, but 2016, that was up to 56 million. Last year, it was 87 million, and it broke its daily site visit record, 2.2 million visits on Black Friday, which was a 280% increase on the previous year.
Sure.
So no wonder its site collapsed under pressure at one point in the morning, and they still got those stats. TFG, the Fashini Group, which does the bulk of its Black Friday business, not online but the old-fashioned way, in stores, more than 90%, says that when it did a Black Friday popularity survey on its with its Facebook followers in May, 79% said they absolutely love Black Friday. The positive sentiment is attributed to massive savings, says TFG. In tough economic times, shoppers being able to purchase items that are normally unaffordable to them and making discounted holiday shopping and gift shopping possible. So that's the best case scenario. That's if you're a switched on consumer and you're going in with a very firm plan. I must admit, I'm very happy not to be in retail this week. It must be, well, it's obviously lovely for sales, but if you're on the shop floor or you're dealing with back-end consumers online, what a nightmare if things go wrong and you have thousands of very angry customers to deal with. So imagine working in IT support as well. I've heard rumbles already this week with, you know, Black Friday has already started. It's Black Friday week now. Some of the sites are already wobbling, and we haven't even got to the big day of tomorrow yet. So you asked me off-air, Darren, about what the black of Black Friday means. Well, it's to most people will know it as an accounting reference in the States to turning a profit for retailers, so going from the red to the black.
Yes.
But some people say it goes even further back to that. Originally, Black Friday, New York, the police there called it Black Friday because the traffic was such a nightmare. There was not much online then. But anyway, the popular interpretation is it's retailers getting into the black, but of course, ironically, Black Friday puts many consumers into the red, into credit, or even further into credit than they already are. Sorry to be a killjoy about this, but almost 39% of credit active South Africans are 3 months or more behind in their payments or have judgments on their credit records.
39%.
39%.
Sure.
So it's more than one in three, if my math is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So for many. For many South Africans, though, Black Friday is the event that has got them shopping online for the first time. It's the FOMO factor. Let me get in there, and it overcomes their fear of their security being compromised and all the rest. And the rise of the smartphone in South Africa is also playing a huge part in driving sales generally, and particularly in Black Friday week. I spoke to Carl Hammerschmidt, who is the co-founder and CEO of the big online fashion retailer, Runway Sale. And he says the company's mobile sales have increased from 10% 2 years ago to nearly 50% today. And he says a year ago, mobile overtook desktop as a means of purchase for them. And he says, we expect it to be 75% by the end of the year, which is way above other countries, first world countries. And that's, I think, because those consumers have a choice of devices. Whereas for many people, it's the smartphone or
the development of the technology here in South Africa, we leapfrogged the laptop, went straight to the smartphone.
Absolutely, yeah. So every year, retailers up their game, up their capacity, make new plans, and then their systems break under the strain in some other way that they haven't thought of. Hammerschmidt said to me yesterday it was like playing a game of whack the mole. Just as they got something right, something else crops up. And interestingly, he said a month ago, to test their system, how clever is this? They got together stock, you know, one pair of shoes here and one suit there, whatever, and sold stuff, you know, advertised it for R1, R5 or whatever. And obviously, that attracted a huge number of people to their site. And that was, so they got special deals, and the company was able to test a month before Black Friday its systems and find out where the weaknesses were, which I thought was a really clever idea. Yes.
So what should consumers be doing to prepare for the year's biggest shopping event?
The extreme sport, the ultra-distance marathon of shopping. Well, what they should do is the opposite of impulse buying, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in just a bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
So Wendy, here's the deal. Everyone is going to be Black Friday-ing tomorrow.
Well, all lots of people.
Okay, we'll just call it everyone.
All right.
Okay. Tell us how to win Black Friday.
Okay, well, it's not all that hard. I mean, it's these things apply to life in general. So have a plan and have a budget. So decide what you want to buy. And most people who really win Black Friday have been planning for this the whole year. So they put off buying that big ticket item, the bed, the TV, the fridge, the air ticket even, until Black Friday. And then they know exactly, they've tracked the prices, they know exactly what these things, that particular item normally costs, so they can't be fooled by 70% off when it's actually 20% off or 0% off. And then they go in and they targetly buy that thing or those two things only, and they get out. So they don't get distracted by the buy me, and the up to, that's a good one, hey? Up to 50% off, up to 70%. Meanwhile, you choose something that's 40%. That's up to, comes into the up to. So, yeah. So they don't get sidetracked, and they don't get seduced by all the noise and all the buy me's. And of course, remember, sorry to be the killjoy again, but not buying anything is the biggest saving of all, because that's the 100% saving.
Okay.
Because
I know, yes. No, there's a great piece
especially
of advice.
Especially, sorry, interest rates are about to go up, most likely.
Yeah.
Now you're going to buy this shiny thing that's saying, buy me, and you can't resist it. And I mean, you've got to ask yourself, in 4 months' time or whatever, is it still going to give you that dopamine hit? And you still, and now you're going to be still paying it off at an increased interest rate. So,
okay, killjoy.
You know, so we have to sort of put that out there.
All right, okay. Hypothetically speaking, if you were to buy something on impulse, you didn't go in for that. I was just like, ooh, I do need that. I didn't know I need that.
I can't live without it, actually.
Yeah, okay, but then and then you regret it.
Yeah.
Big question for Black Friday, can you get your money back?
Okay, depends how you bought it. If you bought it in a store, we've done this a million trillion times on Consumer Watch, you have no legal right to return anything if there's nothing wrong with it, right? So the stores, most of them will take something back as a customer service to you, not as a legal obligation. And they will offer you an exchange or a credit, but very, very few will refund you. So bear that in mind. You don't have the automatic right of return if there's nothing wrong with it. If what you've bought, whether it's on Black Friday or not, if breaks or was somehow not fit for purpose, within 6 months of you buying it, you can return it, provided you have proof of purchase, of course, for your choice of a refund, repair, or replacement, thanks to the Consumer Protection Act, and provided you didn't cause the problem. But change of hearts, buyer's remorse, you don't have any right of return at all.
Keep in mind that the refund price will not be the ticket price, but the price that it was on for Black Friday.
It'll be the price you paid.
You paid for it.
Exactly.
And if you bought it online?
Okay, so here you have some more rights because of the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, which applies to all online purchases. So you have a cooling off period of 7 days after delivery, importantly, not after you paid. It's after it's delivered to you. You have 7 days to return them for no reason. So there is your buyer's remorse bought in, and they've got to refund you in full, but you have to pay for the cost of returning it.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. And I just want to have a quick punt for hashtag Giving Tuesday essay. It's a nice antidote to the buying spree of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all the rest. It happens this coming Tuesday, the 27th, Global Day of Giving Back, collective power of individuals, communities, and organizations to celebrate generosity. Please go to www.givingtuesdaysa.org and you'll find out how you can give away stuff you don't want now because you bought a whole lot of new stuff on Black Friday.
And I'm sure you'll post something on your Facebook.
It will be there. It is there, in fact.
The best place to get a hold of Wendy actually is on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast. Breakfast.
So we're talking about Black Friday. It is Pick and Pay's Black Friday, the biggest deal of the year, 23rd of November tomorrow. Assorted six packs of 1 litre Orange Grove Dairy Long Life Milk, R46.99 each for each pack. Pick and Pay plain cheddar cheese for R47.99 per kilo. Pick and Pay bulk stewing beef, R56.99 per kilo. Stores are open at 1 minute before 7 a.m. in the morning tomorrow morning on the 23rd. So Pick and Pay Black Friday offers valid 23rd to the 25th of November while stock last T's and C's apply. Kerry Miller, Sky Shabalala.
Darren Moore.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Cheers, bro.
Love you, bye.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.